The Feast of the Baptism of the Lord is, I think it's a good time for us all to take time and reflect on our own baptism. Most of us probably don't remember our baptism. We were probably infants. And the older ones probably were in church within a week of your birth. But at that time, you were received into the family of God. We have the ceremony and similar to the baptism of our Lord. We have the prayers, we have the anointings, the oil of catechumens, we have the prayer again, the readings from the scriptures, we have the pouring of the blessing of the water, the pouring of the water, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have the anointing with chrism, we have the lighted candle. So all of these things, we've all seen that happen. But so many times we just kind of look upon it as an event in our lives, in our Christian lives. It's like sometimes we look at Christmas as an event, instead of as a message which is supposed to live, not for a day, but through our lifetime. And so with baptism, after Jesus came out of the water, it says he prayed. And while he was praying, the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended upon him. And the voice of the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." Interestingly, that same thing happens to each and every one of us. When we are baptized, the heavens open. And the Spirit of God comes and makes his dwelling place in us. Now, we hear that and we say, well, that's a nice pious thought. But it's something we don't think about, but it actually has happened, and he continues to dwell in us. And maybe we don't hear the voice of God speaking to us, but he also says to us, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter." We become truly children of God. And with that, like Jesus, once Jesus was finished with the baptismal thing in the River Jordan, he went on, he opened it, he went out and began to proclaim the kingdom of God. And that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. It doesn't mean that we're going to have to go stand in street corners and preach, none of that kind of stuff. But by our lives, by our example, we are supposed to be living models of the Christian life. We are supposed to be models of the kingdom of God. And to do that, all we have to do is do what Jesus did. He was kind. He was generous. He was forgiving. He was helpful. He would reach out. He would feed people. He would do whatever he could to help somebody else. Even people that maybe he didn't know, they were total strangers to him, maybe some people that weren't even sure they believed in him, and yet he was willing to do that. And so that's what our mission is too. We have to remember, this is not just a myth. It's not just a story. It's not just some kind of a thing we record in a book and say, oh yeah, that happened. This is actual God truth. When we were baptized, that Spirit, that same Spirit of God that came upon Jesus, is the same Spirit of God who comes to us. The same Father who spoke to Jesus, "You are my beloved Son," says to us, you are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter." And with that, he sends us to proclaim the kingdom of God on earth. Think about that. This isn't just a story. It's not just a neat little thing that we think about and say, well, that's really nice, you know, and then forget all about it. We are actually part of this. We are part of this. We were called to be here for that particular mission in this world. And God has given us all that we need. His Spirit dwells in us. We are his children. We have promises. He has made promises to us that if we are faithful to him and work and do what we can, he has rewards so great we can't even think what they are. But we have to remember, we are baptized in Christ. That Spirit of God dwells in me. I am a son of God.